会感冒，我们也是会感冒。
As the weather changes, other people might get sick. We also might get sick.
别人一天最少需要工作八个小时，我们也是一样。
People might need to work 8 hours a day at least. We probably as well.
有的人为了生活可能要打两份的工，有时候我们也需要。
Some people might need to have 2 jobs. Sometimes we might need to do the same thing.
有很多的层面，我们跟别人没有什么差别。
In many aspects, we are no different from others whatsoever.
但是我们知道，我们是主耶稣所拣选的，我们是神的儿女。
But we know that we are the chosen ones of God, the sons and daughters of God.
神拣选我们有很多的目的。
God chose us for many purposes.
其中有一个目的就是要让我们跟他一同作王。
One of us is for us to reign with him as kings.
那我们在聚会前，我们一起同心感谢祷告，求主耶稣带领祝福。我们的聚会我们的信息。
Before we begin our service, let us sing our prayer and may God guide and bless our service and the message we will deliver.
一起祷告。
Let us pray.
今天晚上我们一起来学习这个启示录二十章。
Tonight, let us together study the book of Revelation chapter 20.
请我们来翻开启示录二十章。
Let us turn to Revelation chapter 20.
启示录二十章第一节。
Revelation chapter 20 verse 1.
我又看见一位天使从天降下，手里拿着无底坑的钥匙和一条大链子。
Verse 1. Then I saw an angel coming down from heaven, having the key to the bottomless pit and a great chain in his hand.
在启示录里头有很多的形象。
In Revelation, there are many prefigurations and symbolisms.
那这都是用这些形象来做一些代表的意思。
These images and vision have a representative aspect to them.
那在启示录里头也提到很多的数目字。
Likewise, in Revelation, there are many numbers and figures mentioned.
这些数目字也都是一些代表一些代表性的数目字。它也是一种代表。
These numbers also have a symbolism or representation.
这里说一位天使从天这个启示录呢，有些是有连贯性的有些是个别独特性的。
In the book of Revelation, there are things that are interrelated. Some things yet stand independently.
比如说二十章它就是一个独立的单位。
For example, chapter 20 is a self-standing chapter.
整个二十章我们可以用这个看见。来做分段。
And chapter 20 actually could be divided from the point of view of seeing.
第一节说看见一位天使从天起降下。
Verse 1 says, I saw an angel coming down from heaven.
这个天使就是被差派的人。
This angel is a messenger sent forth.
如果今天老板派你到达拉斯去你就是老板的天使。
For example, if you are sent on a business trip to Dallas by your boss, you become an angel or messenger for your boss.
所以这个启示录里头所提到的天使呢，也可以指着主耶稣。
As such, whenever the book of Revelation mentions angels, it can refer to Jesus Christ.
因为主耶稣也是被父所差遣的。
Because Jesus Christ was sent forth by the Father.
那当然，那个天使可以代表主耶稣是有他的。当然是要有它的特别的原因。
But of course, when an angel refers to Jesus Christ, there is a necessity there.
主要的呢就是那个权柄。
Principally, it is concerned with power.
比如说这里讲到说，这位从天降下的天使呢，他拿着钥匙拿着一条大链子。
For example, here in verse 1, we are told that this angel carried a key and a great chain in his hand.
那这里提到一个名词叫无底坑。
Here, there is a very specific location called bottomless pit.
那我们等一下会提到。
Which we will explain in detail later.
那这个钥匙呢就代表着，也是代表着权柄。
The key represents power or sovereignty.
我是这一栋建筑物的主人，那我就会有钥匙。
If I am the owner of a certain building, then I shall have its key.
我能够把门打开，我能够把门给关着。
I have the sovereignty of locking the door or opening the door.
所以主耶稣他是具有最大的权柄。
So Jesus has the greatest sovereignty.
哦，那一条大链子啊，这指着力量。
And this great chain represents his power or might.
哦，所以主耶稣他有权柄，有力量。
So Jesus has the power and the sovereignty.
哦，那这个使徒约翰他所看见的异象啊，是常常是在灵里头来看见。
Many times when the Apostle John saw the revelations in the book of Revelation, he saw them in the spirit.
啊，我们在生活当中有看得见的这个物质界，也有我们肉眼所看不见的灵界。
In this world in which we live, there is the physical aspect which our eyes can see, and there's also the aspect that is invisible to our eyes.
啊，有时候神开我们的眼睛，我们就可以看到一些灵界的事情。
Sometimes when God opens our eyesight and understanding, we can see things that belong to the spiritual realm.
啊，比如说有人看见啊这个天使。
For example, when people see angels.
啊，这个就是神开他的眼睛。
This is because God opened their eyes.
第二节。
Verse two.
他抓住那龙，就是古蛇，又叫魔鬼，也叫撒旦，把他捆绑一千年。
He laid hold of the dragon, the serpent of old, who is the devil and Satan, and bound him for 1,000 years.
那主耶稣的权柄呢？啊，在这里提到说，啊，就是来捆绑那个撒旦。
Here we are told that Jesus's authority or sovereignty bound Satan.
那时间呢是一千年。
And the period of time of the bondage is 1,000 years.
啊，我刚才说过，启示录里头很多数目字呢，它只是一个。代表性。
I just mentioned that many of the figures and numbers in the book of Revelation are of a representative nature.
哦，那这个一千年它所代表的就是一个比较长的时间。
And 1,000 years represent a longer period of time.
哦，那在启示录里头有时候提到说两刻钟。
For example, the book of Revelation mentions a time and half a time.
哦，那个就是。短暂的时间。
And this represents a relatively shorter period of time.
哦，那同样长的时间，有时候也用不同的描述。
And also for periods of time that are longer, different descriptions can be used.
啊，比如说三年半。
For example, 3.5 years.
哦，那有些地方就写42个月。
Yet in other places, it is recorded as 42 months.
有些地方就写着说1260天。
In other places.In turn, it is written as 1,260 days.
哦，其实它是同样的。
But in reality, they are all equivalent in time parameters.
哦，我们日子很好过的时候，我们觉得时间过得好快。
When our days are filled with joy and laughter, the time just rolls by without us noticing.
哦，如果日子很难过啊，哦，我们会说度一天好像度一年。
But if we are in suffering, then a day might seem like a whole year.
哦，有时候。快乐的时光是很快的，一个月一个月子啊，甚至一年一年的这样过。
And when we are in good times, when we are having fun, the months, the years just flow by without us realizing.
哦，那种困苦的日子啊，是一天一天的算。
However, when we are in suffering, the days don't seem to have an end.
那这个就是哈，这个时间的一些它的象征性。
These are some metaphors for.Time progression.
哦，那这里说撒旦要被捆绑一千年，哦，一段相当长的时间。
In this place, then we are told that Satan was bound for 1,000 years, quite a long period of time.
哦，那我已经讲过，这是在灵里头，这不是在物质界。
And I mentioned that this is in the spiritual realm, not in the physical realm.
哦，所以你不要把它想成说啊，撒旦被捆绑住，就好像我们这被捆绑住了，我们什么事情也不能做了。
So please do not think that Satan being bound is like a person tied up with a rope being unable to do anything.
哦，这个撒旦被捆绑就是他被限制。
Satan being bound means that he is being subdued and limited.
哦，那你可以用约伯记第一章来做个了解。
And if you want to understand what this might mean, you can refer to Job chapter 1.
哦，这个神对撒旦说，你不可以伤害约伯。啊，其他的你要怎么做都可以。
God told Satan, "You shall not harm my servant Job, but anything else you want to do to him, you may."
哦，所以撒旦能够让约伯的孩子全部死掉，让约伯的财产啊，这个全部被抢走。
And we know that Satan then was allowed and able to destroy Job's family, kill all his children, and also destroy all his wealth.
哦，但是他不能够去动约伯。
but he did not have the authority to touch Job.
啊，后来神说，好，那你可以动他，但是你不会让他死。
Later on, Job, God told Satan, "You can now harm Job's flesh, but you cannot make him die."
啊，所以约伯非常凄惨啊，但是他没死。
So Job was indeed in a very pitiable situation, yet he retained his life.
啊，因为撒旦被神的命令所限制住。
Because Satan was bound in his power by God's word.
哦，所以这个撒旦被捆绑一千年，不等于说他完全不能够做什么。
So here, when it says that Satan will be bound for 1,000 years, it doesn't mean that he has power to do nothing.
哦，他是被限制住。
Only that his power is being controlled.
啊，第三节。
Verse 3.
扔在无底坑里，啊，将无底坑关闭，用印封上，使他不得再迷惑列国。等到一千年完了以后，必须暂时释放他。
Verse 3. And he cast him into the bottomless pit and shut him up and set a seal on him so that he should deceive the nations no more till 1,000 years were finished. But after these things, he must be released for a little while.
那神在这一千年给这个撒旦的限制是什么？
So what are the limitations imposed on Satan for 1,000 years?
哦，这里说他不能够迷惑列国。
We are told that he would deceive the nations no longer.
哦，就是他没有办法做那种全面性的这种对啊众人列国的迷惑。
That is to say, he could no longer deceive the nations as far and wide as he would.
哦，就是那种所有的人都被迷惑，这个是他做不到的。
That is to say, he would not be allowed to deceive all the nations in their totality.
那以后呢，他会暂时的被释放。
And then he will be released for a little while.
这有一千年，有暂时，这就是时间上的一个比较。
So here we have relative time parameters. First, 1,000 years, then a little while.
所以在这一千年里头，他能够迷惑人，但是不能够把所有的人都迷惑。
So in these 1,000 years, he can deceive people, yet he does not have the ability to deceive everyone.
哦，这意思就是说，人还是有办法来认识神，啊，来接受神的救恩。
In other words, during this time, people still have the ability to come to God and receive God's salvation.
哦，真的，我们常常在传福音的事工上面，我们发现啊，需要有神的怜悯。
And yes, many times in our ministry of evangelization, we realize we need God's mercy.
哦，或者如果人在撒旦的迷惑里头，我们很努力，我们很用心，但是呢，这个人他就没有办法，就是没有办法信主。
Otherwise, we can try to make our best effort, do to the best of our abilities, but if people are deceived under Satan's control, they will not come to Jesus Christ.
哦，所以保罗说，我们要趁着这个啊。神的恩典的门还开的时候，神还拯救人的时候，我们要传福音。
That is why Paul encourages us to see when the gate of the grace is open to bring people into salvation.
好，那再来看第四节。
Let us now see verse 4.
第四节，我又看见几个宝座，也有坐在上面的，并有审判的权柄。赐给他们，我又看见那些因为给耶稣做见证，并为神知道被斩者的灵魂和那没有拜过兽像，啊，也没有在额上、手上受过印记之人的灵魂，他们都活着，与基督一同作王一千年。
Verse 4, and I saw thrones, and they sat on them, and judgment was committed to them. Then I saw the souls of those who have been beheaded for the witness to Jesus and for the word of God, who had not worshipped the beast or his image, had not received his mark on their foreheads or on their hands. And they lived and reigned with Christ for 1,000 years.
所以这个第四节这里一开始又讲到我看见。
Now coming to verse 4, again we see the phrase, and I saw.
第一句话，就是我看见。
Just as we mentioned in the beginning, the chapter starts with, then I saw.
所以这又进入了另外一个描述。
So now we are entering to a second description.
那在这一千年里头，这个神的百姓他们要做什么？
Now during this new period of 1,000 years, what are the people of God meant to do?
这里说看见有几个宝座。
Here it says, and I saw thrones.
这个是多数的， 不是只有一个啊，是多数的。
Notice it is not one throne, it is many thrones in plural.
好，常常如果单数的啊，那是神的宝座啊，是主耶稣的宝座。
Oftentimes when throne is in singular, it refers to God or Jesus Christ's throne.
好，那这里是多数的啊，多数的宝座。
But now here we have thrones in plural.
好，那上面也坐着人。
And on these thrones there were people sitting on them.
好，那这个有审判的权柄赐给他们。
The power of judgment was committed to them.
所以有很多的宝座，那坐在上面的是有权柄的。
So here we have many thrones, and those who sit on the thrones have the authority to judge.
那能够坐宝座的，当然就是那些得胜的人。
Of course, only those who are victorious are allowed to sit on the thrones.
那什么人叫做得胜的人？
And what kind of people are counted as triumphant?
所以这个第四节的第二句话啊，他又看见。
Here in the second sentence in verse 4, again it says, "Then I saw."
啊，他就是现在来描述那些坐宝座的是谁。
And what follows is a description of who are those sitting on the thrones.
啊，这些人是为主耶稣做见证的。
These people are those who have borne witness for Jesus Christ.
啊，那这一些人呢是啊受过逼迫的。
These people are people who have undergone persecution.
那这里说为了神的道被斩者的灵魂。
Furthermore, it says here that they are the souls who have been beheaded for the word of God.
那这不一定是肉体的被杀被斩。
This beheading or killing doesn't have to necessarily be physically.
这指着被逼迫被厌恨。
But it refers to being persecuted and hated.
在马太福音里头，主耶稣说，恨的就是杀，恨人的就是杀人。
In Matthew, Jesus teaches us that to hate is to kill.
在某些环境里头，传讲真理的人被周遭的人所讨厌、所厌恶。
Certain circumstances when people preach Jesus or the word of God, they are hated, they are persecuted.
那有些人甚至认为这些信耶稣传福音的人呢？是不配活在这个世界上的。
Furthermore, there are people who hold the belief that those who believe in Christ and preach Jesus are not worthy of being kept alive in this world.
对所谓的基督徒，对传福音的人，有那很大很深的偏见。
And to Christians, they have a very subjective and negative idea.
比如说，我们请看一下。哥林多前书第四章。
For example, let us turn to 1 Corinthians chapter 4.
哥林多前书第四章十三节。
1 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 13.
哥林多前书四章十三节。
1 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 13.
被人毁谤，我们就善劝；直到如今，人还把我们看作世界上的污秽，万物中的渣滓。
Verse 13, being defamed, we entreat.We have been made as the filth of the world and of pouring of all things until now.
这个保罗说在别人的眼中，有些人把他看成你这个传道人是世界上的这个不配存在世界上的东西是污秽。
So Paul being a preacher, he says that some people treat him as filth, as things that are unworthy of existing in this world.
好，我们再看回启示录二十章。
Let us now return to Revelation chapter 20.
那这些坐宝座的人呢？这里说他们这个额上、手上没有受过这个兽的印记。
Here we are told that those who sit on the throne did not receive the mark of the beast on their hands and on their foreheads.
他们是坚持信仰。
They have persisted in their faith.
他们是不肯跟这个世界来妥协的。
They are those who are unwilling to yield to the world.
他们没有被这个世界来把他们来把他们引诱，来把他们同化了。
They did not compromise with the world, nor conform to it, nor were tempted by it.
在反对的人来看，他们不配活在这个世界上，他们是这个世界上的秽物。
From the point of view of the opposition of their enemies, these people did not deserve to be on the world. These people were like waste.
但是最后一句话说，他们都复活了。他的意思是，他们其实是活着的。
And here it says, and they lived. In other versions, and they resurrected.
那他们活着，这个是比较贴切的翻译。
So they live is actually the more faithful translation.
在人来看，你好像死的一样。
Because to other people's eyes, you're dead.
你不跟我们，不跟我们啊做同样的事情。
If you don't do the evil things that we do.
你不顺着潮流走。
If you do not follow the current.
对这些人来讲，你好像是死的，你好像是废物。
Then to these people, the people of the world, you're as if dead, as if you were waste.
但是在灵里头，从神来看，他们是活着的。
But in the spirit, from the point of view of God, these people are alive.
那而且啊，他们要跟基督一同作王一千年。
Not only that, but they will reign with Christ for 1,000 years.
所以这就是坐在宝座上的人。
And these is as far as the people who are sitting on the throne are concerned.
这些就是得胜的人。
And these are the people who have been victorious.
所以今天我们都可以是这些得胜的人，坐宝座的人。
So today, all of us can become victorious. All of us can sit on the thrones.
不管别人怎么看，我们是活着的人。
And no matter how people regard us, we are alive.
我们请看哥罗西书第二章。
Let us turn to Colossians chapter 2.
哥罗西书第二章十二节。
Colossians chapter 2, verse 12.
哥罗西书四章十二节。
Colossians chapter 4, verse 12.
十二节，你们既受洗与他一同埋葬，也就在此与他一同复活，都因信那叫他从死里复活神的功用。
Chapter 2, verse 12, buried with him in baptism, in which you were raised with him through faith in the working of God, who raised him from the dead.
所以在主耶稣基督里头，我们都是复活活着的人。
So in Christ we were made alive and we are alive.
那我们是在跟基督一同当王一千年。
And together with Christ we shall reign as kings for 1,000 years.
我们是坐宝座的，我们是有权柄的。
We sit on the throne, we have authority.
最大的权柄是什么？
But what is the greatest authority?
就是来判断生跟死的权柄。
It is the authority to judge whether a person will live or die.
所以这个主耶稣复活之后，
So after Jesus resurrected,
他在约翰福音，他这个二十章，他向门徒吹一口气说，你们要受圣灵。
In the book of John, chapter 20,He breathed on the disciples and said, "Receive the Holy Spirit."
这个是应许，也是一个命令，你们要受圣灵。
This is a promise and at the same time a command. Receive the Holy Spirit.
主耶稣用圣灵来差遣他们。
Jesus then sent them forth through the Holy Spirit.
他们这个赦免谁，谁的罪就赦免。他们捆绑的在天上也要捆绑。
Whoever sins, they forgave. Their sins were forgiven.Wherever they bound on earth, they also were bound in heaven.
他们奉主耶稣、奉圣灵的差遣，他们有这个权柄。
And then, by the authority of Jesus Christ, by the authority of the Holy Spirit, they had this power.
当我们传福音给人，他能够相信，他们能够明白相信，接受救恩，他们就罪得赦免，得着释放。
And when people receive the gospel and they believe and receive salvation, then their sins are forgiven.And they are freed.
如果他们拒绝，那么他们的罪仍然在他们身上。
If they reject the gospel of salvation, then their sin remains.
他们仍然被罪所捆绑。
They are still bound by sin.
我们再看启示录二十章第五节。
Let us also see Revelation chapter 20, verse 5.
第五节，这是头一次的复活，其余的死人啊，还没有复活或还没有活着，只等到那。一千年完了。
Verse 5, but the rest of the dead do not live again until the 1,000 years were finished. This is the first resurrection.
那我们是活着的人，那其他的人呢？
So if we are alive, what about the other people?
其他的人呢，叫做死人。
The other people are called the dead.
这个说人家是死人，当然这个是一个很负面、很不好的话。
Of course, to say that someone is dead is very negative.
但是从圣经来看，很多在街上走的人， 在神的眼中他是死人。
But from the point of view of the Bible, many people who are outside are dead men and women walking.
哦，这个在亚当里头的罪人，在神来看都是死人。
Those who are sinners under Adam are dead to God.
好，我们请看，哥林多前书十五章。
Let us turn to 1 Corinthians chapter 15.
哥林多前书十五章二十节。
1 Corinthians chapter 15 verse 20.
二十节，但基督已经从死里复活，成了睡了之人出手的果子。
Verse 20, but now Christ is risen from the dead, and has become the first fruits of those who have fallen asleep.
啊，这一节在讲到将来身体复活的盼望。
This verse concerns the hope of the resurrection of the flesh in the future.
The body.
Of the body in the future.
二十一节。
21.
死既是因一人而来。死人复活也是因一人而来。
For since by man came death, by man came also the resurrection of the dead.
二十二节。
22.
在亚当里众人都死了，照样在基督里众人也都要复活。
For as in Adam all died, even so in Christ all shall be made alive.
二十二节说，在亚当里众人都死了。
Verse 22 says specifically that in Adam all have died.
在亚当里头的人就是罪人，在神来看。就是死人。
Those who are in Adam are sinners, and sinners are dead from God's perspective.
哦，那今天我们不是死人，我们是复活的，而且活着，因为我们在主耶稣基督里头。
But we are not dead. We have resurrected, and we are alive in Christ.
哦，我们请看路加福音。
Let us turn to the Gospel of Luke.
第九章。
Luke chapter 9.
路加福音九章六十节。
Luke chapter 9 verse 60.
六十节，耶稣说：“任凭死人埋葬他们的死人，你只管去传扬神国的道。”
Verse 60. Jesus said to him, "Let the dead bury their own dead, but you go and preach the kingdom of God."
哦，这个死人怎么会去埋葬死人
？How can a dead person bury another dead person？
哦，这个第二个被埋葬的人，哦，我们比较容易了解，就是看得见的肉体的死。他需要被埋葬。
The second dead person mentioned here is more easy to comprehend. It is a person who is physically dead who needs to be buried.
那第一个死人呢，就是我刚才所讲的亚当里头的罪人，在神来看他们是死人。
And the first dead is what I mentioned just now. It is those who have died in Adam, the sinners in God's eyes.
所以从神来看，在路上很多走的人，还在走的，能够走的人。在神来看他是死的。
So from God's perspective, those people who are walking on the street might be dead men and women walking.
好，我们再看回启示录二十章。
Let us return to Revelation chapter 20.
那这些在亚当里头的罪人如果他们不领受救恩，那么他们就是要等到那一千年完了。
These sinners under Adam do not receive salvation. They need to wait until the completion of this 1,000 years.
这个撒旦暂时被释放。
Satan is released for a short while.
短暂的时间，很快的就是主耶稣再来，最后的审判。
And after this little period of time, it is when Jesus comes to impart the final judgment.
那第五节这里有提到一个，这是头一次的复活。
Verse 5 has an interesting phrase which says this is the first resurrection.
这个非常重要。
And this is critical.
我们一定要跟第一次的复活有份。
We need to have part with this first resurrection.
当我们接受了救恩，我们就与第一次的复活有份。
Whenever we receive and accept salvation, then we participate.In the first resurrection.
当我们接受赦罪的洗礼，我们跟主耶稣同死同埋葬，从水里上来，我们跟他一同复活。
When we receive the baptism of the washing of the sins, when we rise from the waters, we resurrect with Christ.
再来第六节。
Verse 6.
在头一次复活有份的、有福的、圣洁的，第二次的死在他们身上没有权柄，他们必做神和基督的祭司。并要与基督一同作王一千年。
Blessed and holy is he who has part in the first resurrection. Over such, the second death has no power, but they shall be priests of God and of Christ and shall reign with him 1,000 years.
在这个经节里头、啊、第一个我们来看这个第二次的死。
Let us first focus on the second death mentioned here.
啊，什么是第二次的死？
What is the second death?
啊，就是在十四节所讲的。
It is actually explained in verse 14.
啊，说这个下半句话说这火湖就是第二次的死。
Here it says this, meaning the lake of fire, is the second death.
啊，就是审判之后的最后永远的刑罚，火湖的刑罚。那就是第二次的死。
It refers to the eternal punishment of the lake of fire after the final judgment.
好，那为什么第一次的复活这么重要？
Why is it that the first resurrection is so important?
好，这里说第一次复活有份的，他就有福了，圣洁了。第二次的死在他身上没有权柄。
Verse 6 tells us, blessed and holy is he who has part in the first resurrection, for over such the second death has no power.
好，所以今天我们领受救恩的人。都是有福的。
So today, all of us who have partaken salvation are blessed.
这个第二次的死在我们身上没有权柄。
And second, it has no authority whatsoever on us.
不但这样子，这里讲我们要做神和基督的祭司，然后要跟基督一同作王一千年。
Not only that, but we shall be priests with God and shall reign with Christ for 1,000 years.
我们活着的时候，我们侍奉神、啊、然后又跟主耶稣一同当王。
When we live, we serve God and at the same time we reign with Jesus Christ.
因为祭司啊，在旧约时代，这个祭司啊，就是专门来在会幕里头，在圣殿里头来侍奉神的。
And the reason for saying this is that the priests in the Old Testament were those who served God in the tabernacle in the temple.
所以今天我们在教会里头。我们为了主耶稣所做的，无论做什么事情，我们都是做圣工。
And today, whatever we do for the sake of Christ here in the church, we are doing holy work.
我们每一个人都可以参与圣工，我们每一个人都是祭司。
All of us can participate in holy work. All of us can become priests.
那在旧约的祭司，另外一个工作就是教导百姓。
The second duty of the priest in the Old Testament was to educate and instruct the people.
今天我们领受灵粮，然后我们也彼此来教导。
And today, after having been nourished spiritually, let us feed each other the word of God.
那甚至我们可以去教导那些还不认识耶稣的人。
Furthermore, we can share the teaching to them received with those who have never heard about Jesus Christ.
我们不但侍奉神。而且我们跟基督一同当王。
So not only we serve Christ, but we also reign with him.
我们要去行使那个权柄。
We need to exercise his authority.
神已经将这个权柄赐给我们。
Because God has already granted us this power.
我们都很努力的来做一个得胜的基督徒。
We all strive to be victorious Christians.
所以我们是坐宝座的。
Therefore, we are sitting on the thrones.
我们是有这个。我们是有这个生死的权柄的这个的人。
We do possess the power to determine whether people will live or die.
好，那我们再看第七节。
Let us see verse 7.
第七节，那一千年完了，撒旦必从监牢里被释放。
7. Now when the 1,000 years have expired, Satan will be released from his prison.
在第二节的第三节的地方说，撒旦被扔在无底坑里。
In verse 3, we were told that Satan was cast to the bottomless pit.
那在第七节说，他要从监牢里被释放。
Now verse 7 says that he had been released from his prison.
所以这个无底坑啊，就是。一个监牢。
So from this we can understand that the bottomless pit acts as a prison.
那这个监牢在哪里？
But where is this prison?
我们请看启示录十八章。
Let us turn to Revelation chapter 18.
启示录十八章第一节。
Chapter 18 verse 1.
此后我看见另有一位大权柄的天使从天降下，地就因他的荣耀发光。
chapter 18, verse 1. After these things, I saw another angel coming down from heaven, having great authority, and the earth was illuminated with his glory.
第二节，他大声喊着说：“巴比伦大城倾倒了，倾倒了，成了鬼魔的住处和各样污秽之灵的巢穴啊，或者牢狱，并各样污秽可憎之窃鸟的巢穴。”
Verse 2. And he cried mightily with a loud voice, saying, Babylon the great is fallen, and has become a dwelling place of demons, a prison for every foul spirit, and a cage for every unclean and hated bird.
这里所讲的住处巢穴啊，另外一个翻译就是监牢。
Here we see the word cage, which means prison as well.
那所以这样对照起来，撒旦被关在哪里
？So by comparison, where is Satan being imprisoned？
他被关在无底坑里。
He is imprisoned in the bottomless pit。
他被关在这个巴比伦。
He is imprisoned in this great Babylon。
那什么是巴比伦
？And what is Babylon？
第三节。
Verse three。
因为列国都被他邪淫大酒啊，大怒的酒倾倒了，地上的君王和他行淫，地上的客商因他的奢华太过就发了财。
Verse 3, for all the nations have drunk of the wine of the wrath of fornication. The kings of the earth have committed fornication with her, and the merchants of the earth have become rich through the abundance of her luxury.
所以哪里是巴比伦
？So where is Babylon?
有人说美国就是巴比伦。
Some people say the United States is Babylon.
其实巴比伦在世界各地。
But in reality, Babylon can be all over the world.
上海可以是巴比伦。
Shanghai can be Babylon.
台北可以是巴比伦
，Taipei can be Babylon。
洛杉矶可以是巴比伦
，Los Angeles can be Babylon。
芝加哥、纽约都是巴比伦
，Chicago、New York, you name it, Babylon can be everywhere。
所以撒旦在这个世界上
，So Satan is in this world。
撒旦被关在这个世界上
，Satan is being caged and imprisoned in this world。
但是在那一千年里头，他是受限，是受限制的。
But during this thousand years, he is bound, he is controlled。
二十章第八节
，Chapter 20, verse 8。
第七节说他被释放了。
Verse 7 said that he was released。
那在第三节说他是暂时的，暂时的被释放。
And verse 3 says that he's released, but only for a little while。
是很短暂的时间。
It is for a short period of time。
为什么只可以短暂的时间
？And why only a short period of time is granted to him？
第八节
，verse eight，
出来要迷惑地上四方的列国，就是哥哥和马各，叫他们聚集征战，他们的人数多如海沙。
Eight， and will go out to deceive the nations which are in the four corners of the earth, Gog and Magog, to gather them together to battle, whose number is as the sand of the sea.
那当撒旦被释放，他就能够迷惑所有的人。
When Satan is released, he is able to deceive all the people of the world in their totality.
在撒旦被释放之后呢，要传福音就会很困难。
After Satan is released, and the spreading of the gospel becomes very difficult.
这个可能传福音会受到很多很大的阻挡。
Perhaps spreading the gospel will mean facing lots of adversities.
那最大的阻挡是。人的心被迷惑了，他根本听不进去。
And the greatest obstacle might be that people's heart have been deceived; they don't even want to listen the gospel.
再接下来就是最后的审判。
And what follows next is the final judgment.
所以有时候我们会问，那为什么撒旦要被释放
？So sometimes we may ask the question, why would God release Satan?
撒旦被释放就是来准备最后的审判。
And the reason is that Satan is released in preparation for the final judgment.
这些在恩典的时期不晓得来接受救恩的，他们最后是完全的被迷惑，然后随着撒旦去作恶。
These people who do not know the importance of coming to the truth and the salvation when the gate of grace is open will then be deceived completely under Satan.
那最大的恶就是来敌对神。敌对神的百姓。
And the greatest evil they will commit is to oppose and attack the people of God.
所以在第八节讲到说，这个撒旦迷惑众人，就这个发动战争。
So in verse 8, it is said that after Satan deceives the people, he will stir up a battle.
那这些 跟随撒旦的人啊，他们的恶就达到极点。
And these people who follow Satan, their sins will reach its peak.
啊，因为敌对神，敌对神的百姓。
Because they oppose God and God's people.
啊，那他们最后被判罪，他们也就没有话讲。
And lastly, when they are condemned, they will have no excuse for their behavior.
啊，第九节。
Verse nine.
他们上来遍满了全地，围住圣徒的营，以蒙爱的城，就有火从天降下，烧灭了他们。
Nine, they went up, on the breadth of the earth and surrounded the camp of the saints and the beloved city, and fire came down from God out of heaven and devoured them.
哦，这是一个非常紧张的时刻。
This is a very nervous time.
哦，他们的势力非常的庞大。
And their power is very great.
哦，他们征战的对象呢，就是。圣徒的营，蒙爱的城。
And their adversaries are the beloved city of God and the saints.
哦，也就是天上的耶路撒冷，也就是教会。
That is to say, the heavenly Jerusalem, the true church.
哦，就是神的教会，神的百姓。
It is God's church. It is God's chosen people.
啊，在这个非常紧要的时刻里头，有火从天降下，烧灭了他们。
In these nervous times, then fire appeared from the heavens and devoured them.
哦，所以虽然非常的紧张啊，但是我们仍然不用害怕。
So although the times make us be nervous, we need not be afraid.
哦，我们仍然要坚持到底。
We shall still persist to the end.
哦，因为在那个最关键的时刻，神的帮助，神的拯救一定会来到。
Because at this very key and critical moment, the salvation and deliverance of God shall come to us.
第十节。
Verse ten.
那迷惑他们的魔鬼被扔在硫磺的火湖里，就是兽和假先知所在的地方，他们必昼夜受痛苦，直到永永远远。
Verse ten. The devil who deceived them was cast into the lake of fire and brimstone, where the beast and the false prophet are.And they will be tormented day and night forever and ever.
哦，那这就最后就结束了。
And this is the end.
哦，那怎么来结束呢
？So what is the end like?
接下来十一节。
Next, let's see verse 11.
哦，他一开始又说我看见。
Again, he starts off using the words and I saw.
哦，他看见最后是怎么个结束法
？Then he saw the conclusion of all matters.
啊，十一节，我又看见一个白色的大宝座。以坐在上面的，从他面前天地都逃避，在无可见之处了。
Verse 11. Then I saw a great white throne, and him who sat on it, from whose face the earth and the heaven fled away, and there was found no place for them.
哦，在这里就只有一个宝座。
So here now we have one throne in singular.
哦，那这个就是审判的宝座了。
This throne is actually a judgment throne.
哦，那是非常的可畏，非常的威严的。
It is a very mighty.A majestic throne.
哦，所以这里说天地都逃避了。
To the point that the verse says that heaven and earth fled away from it.
啊，这个许许多多的人都会非常的惊慌，非常的害怕的。
Many many people that day will be in terror.
哦，连天地都要逃避。
And to the point that even the face of the earth and the heaven flee from it.
啊，十二节。
Verse twelve.
我又看见死了的人，无论大小，都站在宝座前，案件展开的，并且另有一间展开，就是生命册。死了的人都凭着这些案件所记载的，照他们所行的受审判。
12. And I saw the dead, small and great, standing before God, and the books were opened. And another book was opened, which is the book of life. And the dead were judged according to their works by the things which were written in the books.
哦，那又看见了，看见怎么审判。
So again, the key phrase.Then I saw, he saw how the judgment was imparted.
哦，这里又出现了死了的人。
Again, we have the dead.
哦，那个刚才第五节说，那些死人呢，要等到一千年完了。
Let us recall how verse 5 says that the rest of the dead will have to wait until the end of 1,000 years.
好，一千年结束了，这个撒旦也被释放了。
After 1,000 years, Satan will be released.
哦，那这个撒旦。也被扔进这个火湖里了。
Satan then will be cast into the lake of fire.
哦，那这些所谓的死人呢？啊，他们无论大小，站在宝座前。
And these so-called dead, great and small, are standing before the throne.
在人的生活里头啊，有地位高的，有地位 比较低的，有大人物，有小人物。
You know, these levels are people of a more importance or less importance, those of higher hierarchy or lower hierarchy.
啊，不论身份是什么，都要来到审判台前。
But no matter their identity or not, they will all come before the judgment seat.
啊，然后案件就打开了。
And then the books will be opened.
啊，然后另外有一卷也展开了。
There will be another book opened.
啊，所以有两本。
So we are talking about two books.
一个是生命册。
One is the book of life.
我们的名字在生命册上。
Our names are on this book of life.
那另外一个案卷是记载着那些死人他们的所作所为。
The other book records the deeds and actions of the dead.
所以照着他们所行的来受审判。
And they were judged according to the works.
13节。13. 于是还交出其中的死人，死亡和阴间也交出其中的死人。他们都照个人所行的受审判。
13. The seeker of the dead who were in it, and dead and Hades deliver up the dead who were in them, and they will judge each according to his works.
当那个最后审判的时候，还活着的人呢，就从这个世界，这个海子的世界，从世界交出来。
When the final judgment is delivered, those who are still alive, that is those who are in the sea, in the world, will be given up.
那些没有信耶稣肉体死了的人呢，他们就是属于阴间跟死亡。
And those who died without believing in Jesus belong to dead and Hades.
所以这里说死亡和阴间也交出其中的死人。
This is the meaning of dead and Hades that were up the dead were in them.
那他们要照他们所行的受审判。
Then the dead will be judged according to their works.
14节。
14.
死亡和阴间也被扔在火湖里，这火湖就是第二次的死。
And death and Hades were cast into the lake of fire. This is the second death.
那些属于死亡跟阴间的人呢，都被扔入这个火湖里头。
Those belonging to death and to Hades were all cast into the lake of fire.
15节。
15.
若有人名字没有记在生命册上，他就被扔在火湖里。
And anyone not found written in the book of life was cast into the lake of fire.
其实最后的审判呢，时间是很快的。
In reality, the final judgment will be conducted very swiftly.
我们这些信徒啊，名字有没有在生命册上，一下就决定了。名字没有在生命册上的，一样到火湖。
It will be an instantaneous matter to determine whether we, the believers, are recorded in the book of life. We are not, likewise, will be thrown into the lake of fire.
我们最后看启示录第三章。
Lastly, let us turn to Revelation chapter 3.
启示录三章第五节。
Revelation chapter 3 verse 5.
第一句话，凡得胜的必这样穿白衣，我也必不从生命册上涂抹他的名。
It says here the first phrase, He who overcomes shall be clothed in white garments, and I will not blot out his name from the book of life.
这里得胜的，主耶稣说，我不会将他的名字从生命册上涂抹。
Jesus says that he will not blot out the names of those who overcome.
从另一句话来讲，有些人的名字可能会被涂抹。
Said differently, some people's names might be blotted out from the book of life.
所以我们求神帮助我们，保守我们。
So we ask God to keep us and to guide us.
让我们的名字一直是在生命册上。
So our names can be permanently recorded in this book of life.
我们一起唱诗87首。
Let us sing hymn 87.
我们一起来做结束的祷告。
Let us now make the concluding prayer.
我们求主耶稣帮助我们，让我们都能够跟他真正的跟他一同当王，就是传福音救灵魂。
May God help us so that we can truly reign with him to save souls.
第二个，我们求神他继续带领保守我们，让我们能够为了这个最大的日子来做好准备。
Secondly, let us ask God to help us in our preparation for the great day that is coming.
我们的名字留一直在生命册上。
May our names be recorded in the book of life.
我们一起祷告。
Let us pray.
我们也为我们明天开始的冬季的灵恩会祷告。
Let us also pray for the spiritual cultivation seminar starting tomorrow.